Senator Bernie Sanders now says he will not release his full medical records, saying he's in good health and has already released enough information to quiet any concerns. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Bob Shrum, political science professor at USC and director of the University Center for the Political Future. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So Sanders and Bloomberg, both 78 years old, they continue to rise in the polls. Does age seem to be a concern for voters this election cycle?
Age seems almost irrelevant to voters. If you look at who's leading and who's doing well in this race, I think people don't care. And of course, if people are in good health, it doesn't matter. I mean, age is different than it was. President Eisenhower was the oldest president we ever had up until 1960. I think he was 69 when he left the White House. These people are now 8 and 9 years older than that. And so it's quite extraordinary that we've reached this point.
Do the candidates owe it to the voters to reveal everything about their health?
Well, everything. I don't know how you would define everything, Rebecca, but I would say they certainly should put out their medical records. Bernie Sanders promised to put out his medical records, said he would do it, and I think he's decided he doesn't have to. President Trump didn't do it and has created this kind of precedent that you can avoid doing it. I think it's a fair question for voters whether someone who has had a heart attack is in good health. And if he's really in good health, why is he afraid to put out the medical records?
Right. I mean, you refuse to do something, that's the first question that comes to mind.
Well, you know, you say, I'm in good health, and by the way, you can't see my medical records. A suspicious mind says, why can't I see them? I ought to be able to see them. The country ought to be able to see them. We are, after all, electing the single most powerful person in America. We've seen how that office can be abused in the last 3 years. And we know how important the office is, so we ought to know about the candidate's medical history.
So former VP Joe Biden released his records. Do you think the other candidates are going to follow Biden's lead or Sanders' lead?
I don't know. I think they should release their medical records. I think Bloomberg should release his. I think every candidate should release their medical records. And for a long time, you know, this was a tradition in American politics. The presidential candidates released their medical records. And then Donald Trump released that one-page letter from his doctor saying he was the healthiest individual ever to run for president. I never understood that because the doctor clearly didn't examine, say, Thomas Jefferson or Abraham Lincoln. Trump has created a new standard, and I assume Sanders says, look, if I'm the Democratic nominee, I'm running against Trump. He's not going to attack me on this because he's vulnerable on this. So it just won't be an issue.
Interesting. I guess this is just one of the many long-held traditions that seem to be perhaps falling away?
Oh, I think that's true. If you look at the level of dialogue on Twitter, there are people on the right and people on the left who are engaging in the kind of speech that would have gotten a candidate in terrible trouble 15 or 20 years ago, but it now seems standard operating procedure.
We do get regular, you know, annual updates on the president's health, usually. These updates have seemed a little bit different from everything from his weight to his height.
Well, we get very brief updates. They say he's in good health, he weighs this, he's this height. The truth is he looks like he's a little bigger than that. He's right on the edge of obesity, but even by the number they report. But that's not the medical records. The truth is that we ought to see people's medical records when they're running for president of the United States. As I said before, it's a long-held tradition. It's a healthy tradition, and we ought to insist on it.
Thanks for talking to us. Appreciate the time. That's Bob Shrum, political science professor at the University of Southern California.